The Slide Show, Season 20, Episode 35, How We Living, Bro. It's another day in the life. You know, it's a circus out there, bro. You know, Super Tuesday was, hey, man, you know, I mean, politics, politicians, viewpoints, division, you know, conflict of, you know, opinions, and, you know, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, you know, it had to happen. And, you know, as far as Trump goes, you know, he obliterated Nikki Haley. She actually announced this morning that she's done with her campaign, and she ended up quoting Margaret Thatcher, who is a former, you know, British prime minister, you know, just Nikki Haley. And, you know, I do have a question, though, for the MAGA, crowd. Are you guys like, you know, when Trump tells you Nikki Haley's fine, she's cool, do you go back to, like, being, like, cool with Nikki Haley? Because, you know, with Vivek, you know, like, you hated him for that week when he posted that picture of him with the t-shirt, and then, like, you liked him again because Trump told you to like him. And, you know, just like Ron DeSantis, you know, Ron DeSantis is, you know, someone who was, you know, they tried to paint him off like he was a rhino establishment Republican. And, you know, and Trump, you know, did that for months, divided the party 100%. And then, you know, when Ron DeSantis pretty much acted like a little bitch and he fucking, you know, endorsed Trump after he was getting disrespected the way he was getting disrespected, you know, his wife, there were influencers from the Trump side that were making fun of. So my question is do you, like, are you, like, all, like, cool with Nikki Haley now? Because Trump is going to actually, that is going to happen. You know, he's going to say some shit like, oh, you know, we're going to bring the party together, and, you know, and this and that. But, you know, that is just one question that I do have for the MAGA crowd out there, okay? Do you become, like, the biggest Nikki Haley fan that you can think of now? You know, now that Trump will tell you, because, you know, I mean, Trump told you, what else did he say? He said, oh, we are retiring Hillary Clinton's crooked Hillary. That's why he says crooked Joe Biden. You know, I mean, it's interesting. That's just you know, just some questions that need to be thrown around there. As far as Trump doing what he did Super Tuesday, you know, all the red states, Oklahoma, and, you know, not surprising, you know, California, not surprising really at all. I'm a little bit on the California one, you know, because, you know, when you look at the big cities in California, San Francisco, Oakland, you know, San Jose, Sacramento, Los Angeles, San Diego, you know, these are blue cities. These are people in these cities that are blue. But when you go look at a city like Sacramento, you know, you know, you go about 10, 15 minutes outside of Sacramento and it gets real red. You know, places like Elk Grove, California, and the surrounding Sacramento cities and little towns are very red. And the more you get outside of Sacramento, especially like out by like Chico and, you know, all of those type of cities, it's all red. You know, I mean, when we look at, and this is something that we've talked about before, but, you know, when you look at California as a whole, California is a red state. I mean, I don't understand, like, you know, people outside of California say, oh, it's just a bunch of leftists. No, the majority of the populated areas consist of these maps that make it a blue, that technically make it a blue state. But if you ain't ever been to California, like, don't talk about it, all right? Because you sound fucking stupid. And a lot of people always say this, and I'm not saying this because, you know, I'm just giving you the facts. The fact is the main cities, the big cities in California, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, Sacramento, Los Angeles, San Diego, those are blue cities. Those are where the population, you know, votes. So, you know, when there was a recall, you know, in 2022, you know, that's where the people got votes for Gavin Newsom. Now, when you look at the other parts of California, it is very red, okay? If you look up there on the top of the state, right there where the Oregon California border is, all of those little Humboldt County, they wanted to make a fucking their own state called the state of Jefferson because it's a red, because it's a red area. There's a lot of areas. There's a lot of interesting areas like Sonoma, California. You know, Sonoma, California was recently, we talked about them, you know, being part of the, you know, the effort to ban special interest flags, you know, which is the pride flag, you know. So there are some good communities in California that are right wing, that are red, that are Christian, that are standing with traditional values in America, that those that oppose the liberalism. So no, it didn't really surprise me that Trump won California. A little bit, it kind of did, but I mean, when you really sit back and think about it, no. I mean, California is a red state. You know, it's just that the populated areas are the ones that make up the identification, the political identification that I guess the rest of the world sees. You know, so, you know, I mean, it's a good look. You know, when we look at Trump and we look at Biden, when we look at Nikki Haley, when we look at, you know, these three people, you know, Trump is obviously the better candidate, you know, and that's all that could really be said. You know, I'm not here to cheerlead. I'm not here to fucking say, oh, wow, it's so great. Oh. You know, it is what it is. I'm giving you a factual report on what happened on Super Tuesday. All right. And that's exactly what it is. And now when we go down the road here into November, as we get into the summer months, spring months, I can't wait for them. So it doesn't look all gray and fucking depressing on these shows. It's going to be Trump 2024, 100%. And I definitely, I've said what I said. I've made it very clear on how I feel for Trump. But what I've also made clear is next to Biden, he is 100% the better candidate. And if that's what it's going to be, that's what it is, then that's what it is. You know, hopefully that people come out and, you know, vote red, because the agendas that are in place, or that are, you know, when we look at the America, you know, the liberal agendas, the liberal backed agendas, they're horrible. And, you know, hopefully Trump can get in there and start firing people. And that is the, I guess that is the strategy that a lot of people are saying. They want Trump to get in there so he can get rid of all these fucking people. All these people like Richard Levine, you know, all these Mayorkas type people. You know, look at everybody in that administration. Everybody in the administration is a joke. And that is the ultimate, I would say, the ultimate end goal for getting Trump back in the White House. And who knows? You know, who knows what the deep state's going to allow? You know, they say politicians aren't elected, they're selected. So we'll see. We'll see. But, you know, if Trump slips up, if he does like he has, you know, like what, telling people to drink Bud Light, telling people to get vaccinated, you know, criticizing Ron DeSantis for banning abortions, you know, the whole 6 month thing, you know, I'm going to be right here and you're not going to like me. People are not going to like, people already don't like me because I don't fucking follow their little boxed fucking conservative little, you know, view of the way someone should be talking about these political matters. They want someone who's going to be cheerleading for them and give them information that makes them feel good. And unfortunately, I'm not going to give you information that makes you feel good. I'm going to give you information that gives facts. California, last night, yesterday, Super Tuesday, Steve Garvey was the victor in that. So he's going to go ahead with Adam Schiff in the election for the United States Senate. Obviously, we know Dianne Feinstein's seat is a vacancy, and Garvey is going to go head-to-head with Adam Schiff. What do we say about that? Do not... Look. I'm going to help you guys out with that, all right? I'm going to help you guys out. Is it a win for Republicans in California? No, it's not. It's not. It's not a win for Republicans. Okay, the deep state, politicians are selected. They're not elected, all right? I don't give a fuck what you think is the process when you go into that voting booth, okay? This is not happening, all right? So here's what Steve Garvey needs to do. Here's what Steve Garvey needs to do. Deep state is not going to allow a Republican you know, being a senator in California. All right, it's not, they're not going to do it. All right, California's too fucking, you know, when we look at the populated areas such as San Francisco, Oakland, Sacramento, San Diego, Los Angeles, and, you know, the populated area. No, they are not going to allow a Republican to be the senator. I'm just going to tell you right now. This is a factual, realistic take. Okay? So, here is what Steve Garvey should do. Understanding he has no chance to win. Understanding he has no chance to win. What Steve Garvey should do is start making ads, start pumping out ads that's going to shock the living shit out of liberals. What you do is you start making ads and you start saying, yo, we 100% oppose abortion. Drag queen story hour, we 100% oppose it. Every ad should be opposing the liberal left-wing agenda. Okay? Come out and get the NRA on your side. You know, go against the drag queen stuff. Go against, you know, obviously abortions. You know, this is like a real, like, this is like a real something that a lot of Republicans have, like, walked on eggshells with. No. What you do, Steve Garvey, this is what you do. This is how you do it, okay? Because you ain't got no fucking chance, bro. You ain't got no fucking chance. And anybody, and even if he does have a chance, let me get to that in one second here. So what you do is you make a bunch of ads, you run ads for the next couple months, it'll wait till November, and you scare the shit out of liberals. You trigger liberals, you will trigger them because these people are fucking soft, all right? So what you do is you do that, and it's gonna require the Democrats and the liberal voters to get really freaked the fuck out. Once they start seeing all these fucking ads on TV and they're like, oh shit, this guy fucking wants abortions in California. Once you do that, you're basically gonna put them into a situation where they have to spend money. Where they have to spend money, because if they don't, then they could possibly lose. See, but it really doesn't matter if it's Adam Schiff or Steve Garvey, because it's the same person. It's the same person. And the reason why I say that is because the California GOP is compromised. All right, the California GOP is compromised. In 2023, there was a report that came out that said abortion access and same-sex marriage, the California GOP has separated itself from the rest of the GOP in America. So what that tells me is it doesn't matter who is the Republican in California. It doesn't matter if it's Kevin Kiley. It doesn't matter if it's fucking Brian Daly. It doesn't matter if it's fucking Larry Elder. It doesn't matter if it's fucking Steve Garvey. As long as you're under the current umbrella of the California GOP, they are compromised. They are bought and paid. They are going to work with the liberals in this state. When we look up and down from the fucking education, Tony Thurman, Gavin Newsom, when we look at all the congressmen, when we look at the majority, the supermajority, all that shit, it is all liberals, it is all Democrats. It does not matter if Steve Garvey even wins, because they are all compromised. So if you're kind of like in a moment in your thoughts with this whole Super Tuesday thing, thinking that the California GOP is going to be like, it's going to be like this thing, and, you know, oh yeah, we're going to fucking take our state. No, we're not. No, I mean, you know, if you want to do that, then you're going to have to get some power up in this bitch. And you're going to have to fucking elect a Republican. Now, there is a effort right now to recall Gavin Newsom, you know, with there's like a recall effort, you know, recall Gavin Newsom, and that would be the starting point to, you know, to wipe your hands clean of this whole GOP situation in California. But again, we revert back to what I'm saying, is that the California GOP has already made it clear that they are separating from the regular GOP. It was a report. It was like same-sex marriage, abortion, and there was like other things, okay? So these people can't be trusted, and you know, you, I'm saving you from being like emotionally wrecked. You know, hey man, it's politics, bro. It's politics, bro. You know, hey, Hey, you know what? I am one person, though. I am one person. I do this on a daily basis. I'm definitely, I have a team of people that send me stuff. I'm definitely looking at every angle I can look at, but there's nothing that tells me, there's nothing that I feel that is going to basically change my mind on that. The California GOP, you know, there's no one in the California GOP that I can say is willing to go up against the establishment in California. The liberal establishment. No, there's no one. Kevin Kiley, he already fucking bent his knee. You know, he was supposed to be the guy, right? Everybody was like all big on him, you know, and you got to go back to the original rules of the slideshow is we don't fucking dick ride politicians, all right? We don't do that because for the right price, in the right moment, they will bend their knee, not even for the right price. Sometimes they get fucking bullied into it, you know? For the right price, they will bend their knee and they will disappoint. Kevin Kiley voted yes on the continued resolution, all right? There's a lot of things that he has voted yes on. Who else do we have in California? If you're going to give me that argument, oh no, well, we got this Brian Daly. What did he do in 2022 when Gavin Newsom, there was a recall election, he didn't even lose by a lot. If they would have put a little bit of effort into it, and the reason why they don't put effort into opposing liberals, the reason why they don't put effort into really getting into blue cities and doing like real outreach in these cities is because they are part of the problem. The problem, the Democrat problem, the liberal problem. These people don't want to fucking fix California because they're all getting their pockets fucking laced. Hey, you know, truth hurts. Truth hurts. Straight up. The slideshow, season 20, episode 35. How's everybody doing? Hey, it's a great day out there, man. You know, I mean, I think what we can say about the Senate, you know, I mean the, you know, San Francisco, you know, voted that, you know, they're going to move forward with some conservative policies. You know, some people are saying that San Francisco is turning red. I can say some real offensive shit if you want me to. You know, I can say I can say some really offensive shit. But you know, the whole thing about it is the pendulum. You know, people say, you know, it goes this way, and then they realize what they're doing. You know, you look at cities like New York City right now. They're deploying a bunch of National Guard to take care of the subway system in New York City. You know, this is the result of progressive, which there is no such thing as progressive as far as I'm concerned, just like there is no such thing as democracy, the way people put it in the left. These are the results of left-wing policy. And, you know, I mean, fuck around and find out, okay? Fuck around and find out. You know, another left-wing policy that we can talk about is Oregon, the state of Oregon. You know, lawmakers have already basically voted, you know, to recriminalize drugs. You know, you go woke, you go broke, 100%, all right? That is the reality, okay? We come here on a day-to-day basis, we amplify these stories, we amplify these ideas, and at the end of the day, okay, at the end of the day, conservative ideas, conservative policy is what's strong in America. That is the strong borders. That is the strong families. That is the strong work environments. All this other fucking left wing, let's do it this way. Oh, it's inclusive and oh, it's tolerant. All that shit is some fag bullshit, bro. We ain't doing no fag bullshit around here, okay? And that's what it is. Slideshow season 20, episode 35. You know, San Francisco is basically, I mean, it's a mess, bro. It's a mess. You know, they are going to have to continue to go right. You know, they are not going to fix anything. And you know, there's people out there that, you know, there's these, I guess, right wing, so to speak, X accounts and people, journalism, who are exposing the corruption that has been going on in San Francisco. And, you know, I mean, the best thing they can do is continue to shift right, all right? And you know, I mean, we you know, California used to be a great state to be in. You know, people used to think about California and they used to say, oh, I want to go to California. Ooh, yeah. You know, it's not definitely is nothing like that right now. But if San Francisco, if Portland, if New York, if any of these blue ran cities would like to get out of the shit that they're in, then they're going to have to move right. And you know what? I'll be right here with the popcorn. I don't eat popcorn, but I'll be here with my coffee. And I will be pointing it out. And you know what? It does not surprise me. London Breed, you know, these people are... These are the, you know, like it's like the defund the police. You know, to defund the police, you know, all these left-wing extreme ideas that people have, acting off emotion, not really doing any type of fucking consulting. You know, it's like, oh, we just need to defund the police in every fucking city. They need to know that we are fucking, like, pissed off. Okay, how'd that work out? It's been 100%. There was not one community, not one city, not one state, not one region where to defund the police ended up doing good for the community. It all did bad, and this is all rooted for left-wing policy. 100%. North Face, you know, when we were talking about boycotts yesterday, if you are in the boycotting, you know, if you feel like boycotting your next woke brand, you know, your next brand that's dividing people, why don't you boycott North Face? North Face is offering a test that people can take, which basically ends up like along the lines, basically it makes people, basically the test shows that white, you know, they explain how white people are evil and how the outdoors are oppressive to black people. That's what North Face is doing. They're giving that to their customers. And yeah, I mean the reality is, you know, all these brands are fucked, bro. All of them are fucked. You know, anyone who's getting Jew money, all right, is this from Jews? Yes, 100%. 100%. This is part of the Jewish supremacy. This is part of the anti-white rhetoric. This is part of what is in place in America. Okay? Now, when you start to understand the agenda, when you start to understand the agendas, when you start to understand the Jewish supremacy agenda, when you start to understand that the people that are running these companies, these corporations, these ESGs, these Black Rocks, these, you know, all of these type of organizations, and you start to understand why there's a border problem, when you start to understand the anti-white agenda, when you start to understand all these things, then it will become very clear to you that that's who's making these moves. Jews. Okay? So, you know, North Face, I never really wore their shit. Definitely like, you know, when I've seen people with their stuff, they got the sweatshirts, they got the hooded sweatshirts, but, you know, just another woke brand, bro. Just another brand that's willing to fucking, you know, do some shit that's going to divide people. I mean, come on, look, what are we talking about? You're saying the outdoors are fucking oppressive to black people? What, the trees are oppressive? Now the trees are racist? What, the dirt on the ground is fucking oppressive to black people? You fucking, bro, these people are fucking retarded, bro. These people are absolutely fucking retarded. SciShow Season 20, Episode 35. We here chilling on a fucking Wednesday, bro. Hey, did I tell you that tomorrow's my birthday? Yeah. I'm going to be older tomorrow. And I got a message for all you faggots out there. 100%. Oh, man. Yeah, man. We was talking about the 90s yesterday, bro. We was talking about those 90s. Fucking rookie of the year. Rookie of the year, bro. You know, that's how we got to do, bro. SciShow Season 20, Episode 35. Just moving right along, bro. Just moving right along. You know, what are the ingredients to doing a SciShow every day? Just do it. Just do it, bro. Not even think about it, bro. We don't think. We are here for the people. We are here for the people. So, you know, Nikki Haley, you know, she bowed the fuck out. Okay. You know, and you know, when we look at Nikki Haley, you know, she's a horrible person, bro. You know, if you talk about neocon, We talk about, you know, she did what she did, her little speech where she's fucking, you know, acting all professional and shit. She's got to be like that because that's what they expect of her. That's part of the protocol. But don't get it twisted on Nikki Haley. She is Israel first. Nikki Haley is the same person that said, you know, America needs Israel. Israel doesn't need America. That's what Nikki Haley said. Okay? You know, these people are fucking neocons. These people want war. These people want, you know, and I mean, really, the boomers, like we've talked about boomer Republicans, you know, they're down for that fucking rhetoric, bro, because they grew up on that shit. The TV generation. You know, the TV generation, yeah. When Nikki Haley talks about terrorists are evil, you know, fucking we need to send money to this country. You know, the boomer generation is down for all of it. Maybe not the youngsters. People like myself, hey, I ain't that young tomorrow. No, I'm not even old, bro. I'm not even old and shit. Yo, do you know? I'm not even old. Born in 85, that's what we doing, man. 80s baby, 90s kid. 80s baby, 90s kid. You already know what it is, man. We was playing outside. You know, these kids don't even play outside these days, bro. Nah, they used to talk about, like, let's what are we supposed to do? You know, here's what you do. If your kid tells you he's bored, what you do? Here's what you do, all right? I'll give you guys a little pro tip, parent tip. Your kid says he's bored. My kid came to me the other day. He said I was bored. He's like, Dad, I'm bored. I was like, you're bored? Oh, okay. Hand him a broom, hand him a mop. Boom, there you go. You're not bored no more. A couple days later, I'm bored. Oh, okay. All right, you can do this over here. You can do that. There's no reason why these kids should be bored at all, you know? And people say, oh, well, it's not safe outside because there's a bunch, bro. Quit being little faggots, bro. You motherfuckers was outside in the 90s. You people was like, oh, people, you know, parents. And, you know, I mean, when we look at the enabling generation, it's people that are my age, people in their late 30s. Yeah, you know, they say, oh, no, it's not, you know, people get all fucking pussy, you know, like, I was like, bro, what are we doing here? We was watching TGIF with fucking Urkel and shit, and you worried about your kid? Parents and shit, bro. Yeah. The enabling the late 30 parent, bro, ridiculous. Oh no, they turn into real like pansies. You tell your kid to go outside. It's like I tell my kid to go outside all the time. I'm like, go outside. You know what? Get out. Go outside. He's in the soccer. Yeah, I do it all the time. Yeah, and there he goes. Go outside. Scrape your knees. You know, you got to sound like the mother on Sandlot. Scrape your knees. Get into trouble. Just don't do nothing stupid. Don't do nothing stupid now. The slideshow, season 20, episode 30. Slideshow. Season 20, episode 35. I would like to tell everybody out there, I appreciate your viewership today. For, for the right price, you know, we can do what we have to do. You know, you can start sending us money. Is that what they do? That's what the grifters do? Oh, yeah, the grifters, bro. There were some wins last night. You know, I was looking at some of these elections and some of these grifters that turned into politicians. They were doing well. Social media has been something that has allowed people to run for political office, and you know, imagine if there was no social media. If there was no social media, I think the world would be a better place. Can we all agree that the world would be a better place if there was no social media? I think the world would be a better place. It would be a fucking great place, bro. You know, people would be fucking like sending emails to each other and shit. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, so Gab is one of these, you know, it's like a right-wing social media site. You know, you could use words like kike and faggot on there and they don't give a fuck. You know, which I think is great because, you know, we should not be censored at all. I don't give a fuck what political aisle you're on, what religion, what race. You know, there should be no word should be off limits because at the end of the day, I mean, are we really like hurting people? people on the left says, so, what is it? The silence is deafening, you know. So they switched up their policy this week, which kind of fucking irked the shit out of me, bro. Like, you can't post pictures or videos on there without subscribing to their pro plan. I'm going to subscribe because, you know, obviously we have a business to run here. Obviously, we want people to see this. But, you know, I mean, it's wild that they're doing that, bro. You know? Bro. You know, I mean there's a old saying, bro. There's an old saying that, you know, if it ain't broke, no need to fix it. You know? But, you know, I don't know the situation, you know, the financial situation. You know, a lot of these companies that take on these ideas of having social networks, they fucked around and found out. You know, they was talking that big shit. And I'm not saying this is what Gab is in, but I mean, this is kind of ridiculous, bro. You know, it's bad enough that they were limiting me to 3 minutes on the videos. Now I have to pay $9.99 a month, which I don't mind doing, bro. You know, I mean, I support them, and I actually have a previous Gab account that I ended up deleting because I didn't think they were really reputable, and then they ended up being like reputable, like social media. So I emailed them and I was like, hey, check it out. Can I get my other fucking account back? Oh no, you decided to leave us, so we aren't going to give you your shit back. I was like, oh, okay, y'all want to be little faggots about it. Oh, I see what it is, but I think, you know, there's a lot of patriot people, a lot of people, which is hard to find. You know, they have like their own, AI now, which is interesting, you know, because I mean, either you're like, you know, it's like, you know, these people who try to adapt with the, liberal agenda, you know, AI is artificial intelligence. You know, when we look at the chips in the brain, this whole Elon Musk, you know, it's all part of the agenda, bro. You know, and it's like, you know, if you're going to oppose the agenda, now AI is stupid because what it is, you know, it's a bunch of people that are programming these bots, these machines, these robots to be a certain way, and you know, when we look at the Google shit, you know, the Google shit was just ridiculous, bro. The Google AI, and you expected that, bro. You know, they was asking the Google AI like the founding fathers, and they was giving them Asians and blacks, and it's like, what? Like they was giving them Asians and blacks and Mexicans when they asked them, like, can you show me a Nazi? And they showed someone that was black being a Nazi, a black Nazi. You know, that's AI and shit. But, you know, when we look at AI and we look at the overall agenda, so for like a company like Gab to do this, it's interesting. It's interesting because, you know, I mean, I oppose it all, bro. I oppose the entire agenda. When you understand AI and the ultimate goal of AI, it is like that show, what is it, Westworld? You know, where these fucking robots is going to take over and shit, bro. They already kind of, they already trying. They already trying, you know. You know, they say, you know, people say about Elon Musk, oh, Elon is a good dude, bro. He's like, he's okay, bro. He's okay. He's down for right wing ideas. He's down for that shit. And then I'm like, oh, Elon's cool, huh? Okay, he wants to put a chip in your brain. That's what he wants to do. Oh well, yeah. And people start stuttering and shit. Yeah. Elon actually said last night that he's not, what is it? He's not endorsing any candidate. You know, I said what I said, and I'm not very impressed by this Elon Musk, because when that motherfucker went to Israel, he was out there shilling like a little bitch. He was on his knees trying to get that fucking, he was trying to get that motherfucking acceptance from Netanyahu. That's what he says. Bro, I saw this video last night of Netanyahu, you know, the Israel faggot, and he was fucking talking about the vaccine situation. He was like, yo, the reason why 90% of our population was vaccinated is because all of their information is in a digital database, and that's why our vaccine rates were 98%. And Teamsters, you see a big-ass truck, Teamsters. He was like, and that's why, you know, all of the fucking people in Israel decided to get vaccinated. I'm like, bro, digital database, bro. This is like some fucking, like, social credit finger scanning, face scanning shit popping off. It's, bro, it's not a look. It is not a good look to be boasting on that shit, bro. Imagine boasting on the vaccine. These motherfuckers is boasting on the vaccine. Like he's boasting on the vaccine. You know. And then the conservatives, the Republicans that shill to Israel on a day-to-day basis, because they do. These motherfuckers do. You know. The CDC, Mandy Cohen, Jew. WHO, all the people in that, shoo. You know, they're bringing back the whole sex crimes that they initially, and there was a guy who fucking even like admitted recently, the guy who said that, Jew. He's a Jew, she's a Jew, he's a Jew, he's a Jew. All these motherfuckers in power, they're Jews. She's Jew. Janet Yellen is a Jew. Javier Milei wants to be a Jew. He can't be a Jew. But he also wants to build a third temple in fucking Israel. Jew. Oh, that should give everybody the great fucking idea to fucking shill to Israel. Yeah. Lots of coffee. Oh, yeah, we drinking lots of coffee, bro. The coffee consumption is fucking off the fucking Richter right now, bro. You know, you talk about fucking like a lush. They need to have like a word for people who drink a lot of coffee like myself. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Man, I'm fucking sore, bro. After running the way I've been running the last 2 days, bro, we back in the gym. We doing what we got to do, man. These people at fucking Planet Fitness might be a little off, but it's okay. I'm on a treadmill, bro. Yeah, you know, during the pandemic, you know, what happened was people say, man, what happened to you, bro? You gained all this weight. How did you gain so much weight? And it's like, because they fucking fucked me up. See, before the pandemic, I was training to do a triathlon. Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, running like 6 miles, doing that CEO fucking run. You know, so I was doing like 60, I was doing like a 6 miles in 60 minutes. That's 10 miles per, that is a mile per 10 minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then what happened was, is I had my little interaction with the faggot at 25 Fitness. And this motherfucker says to me, I go into 25 Fitness, right? This was like during the pandemic. Well, this was like in 2021. Which, it didn't really matter because I wasn't wearing a fucking mask either way about it. So I go into the fucking 25 Fitness in 2021 here in the far left Bay Area. This motherfucker says to me, he's like, he was like, so I'm, you know, I already knew like how these people are and the way they view things. But, yeah, so the guy says to me, so I'm checking in, you know, they do the check-in, you know, which is a very, like, suspect-ass, like, check-in at 24 Hour Fitness. You know, I don't know if you guys know this. At 24 Hour Fitness, they do, a thumbprint. Yeah. People's like, yo, you worried about social credit system? Is it a social credit system or is it a social credit score? Social credit score, I think. All right, well, it doesn't matter. People's like, no, man, I'm not going to do the social credit system. You know, because there's like a lot of Amazon, like Whole Foods. Oh, there's a lot of libtards over there, bro. A lot of libtards go to Whole Foods. You want to go to, bro, libtards go to Whole Foods? libtards also go to Trader Joe's. I have that little story of when we went into Trader Joe's and my girl had like a pro-America shirt and all these people were all fucking triggered in there like, I am so triggered that you have a shirt that has a, you know, because that's how leftists are. They have been indoctrinated, they have been brainwashed, and they're thinking the American flag is racist. Yeah. First of all, you know, racism is really like stupid at this point because everything that we've seen with racism, you know, it's all been bullshit. So anyways, these fucking, these people, right? These people. What were we talking about? Oh yeah, 24 Fitness. You could thumbprint. They you know, that's how you get into the gym. That is the submission. You thumbprint, you fingerprint. And then someone might say to me, you really did that, bro? And I'm like, bro, I don't give a fuck, bro. I'm not fucking like a criminal and shit. I'm not going to go commit like a double homicide over here and shit. Now, if you get an abortion, you do. But anyways, or, you know, but so like I've always been like, you know, into the gym, being athletic and shit. But yeah, that's how you do it. But it really doesn't matter. You know, because people are like under the impression, if you have a smartphone, you're already, your face is being it's being scanned on a daily basis. 100%. It's not like a fucking conspiracy. No. If you have a smartphone, every time you look into that motherfucker, you have a camera, right? And I'm like the one person that can like, just like has to say like, wow. Wowzers. It doesn't matter because like my camera is looking at me right now. Yeah. I always say, like my grandfather, rest in peace. You know, my grandfather said years ago, he says to me, he says, I don't want computers, you know, this is like, I mean, he's rest in peace, you know. Oh, like grew up in the 20s, you know, World War II, whatever, you know, he was fighting and shit. He told my mom years ago, he says, I don't want a computer in my house. They're going to be looking at me with those things. And you know, I've, at the time, I was like, that is just so crazy. Why would that old man say such a thing? And now, years down the road, he was onto something, bro. So anyways, when the 24-hour fitness thing happened, right, 2021, go in, did the fingerprint, get in the fucking gym, all I wanted to do was fucking mind my own business, and all I was going to do was run, okay? I was going to run, because I was training for a triathlon, all right? Wanted to run, be beast mode, bro. Beast mode. Beast mode. This black dude, bro, is fucking just swole ass fucking muscled out black dude. He was like the gym manager. He was like masked up, looking like a fucking libtard. What you don't want to look like is a libtard. Don't be libtarded. Don't be fucking libtarded. So this guy says, so I kind of do it like real quick. You know, do the fingerprint, and then I think you got to put your number down. So I put my finger in that motherfucker. I was like, oh. Bad. It's a bad reminder. Dude says to me, excuse me, sir. This is a gym. All right. And he was talking like he was fucking white. You know, he's one of those black dudes that you know, doesn't really. He's like, excuse me. This is a gym. It's 2021. Okay. We were dealing with the pandemic, and he's like, you need to put a mask on when you're working out. And I said, no. So I fucking start walking. He's like, I'm gonna fucking come see you in a minute. I was like, okay, what are you gonna fucking say? This is a fucking gym. So I go out, you know, go into the locker room, put all my shit in, change, whatever. I get on the treadmill, and this dude fucking comes over to the treadmill, and he says, sir, you need to wear a mask. Do you realize COVID is still a problem? And I said, bro, we're working out. We're sweating. If I'm sick, I'm going to sweat it out. I'm about to go to that fucking sauna in the back after. What the fuck, you trip? And he's like, it's a fucking COVID. And I said, bro, fuck you and fuck your gym. And I walked the fuck out. And pretty much ever since then, I fucking just been eating, doing what I did. Oh, I started running outside. I was like, all right, I'm going to run outside. And then, you know, running on pavement, not a good idea. Some people do it. When I see people running on pavement, I always wonder, like, I wonder how long they can do that. And I wonder, like, are they, like, actual runners? Because I'm a runner, bro. You know, like, if we're talking about 3 miles in 30 minutes, boom, let's go. You know. And so I was running on pavement. And then, you know, I ended up getting shin splints. So I got, like, injured. Bro. It's horrible, bro. It's a horrible situation if you get shin splints. You know, it's, you start running and it's like, dunk, 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 dunk. You know, just the pounding on the pavement. But yeah, it's these motherfuckers, bro. You know, it's possible, it's liable of happening again. Because I told you guys about the conspiracy. They said everything that happened in 2019 is going to happen again. It's just a fucking redo. You know, what happened in 2019? Chiefs and the 49ers were in the Super Bowl. Chiefs beat them. It was a close game. Trump, Biden, pandemic. They keep saying, you know what they're calling right now? I don't know if you guys heard this. You know what this is? You know what the CDC is calling non-pandemic times? This is how you know that the entire system is set up. All right? And it is. It is. Trust me. The elites, the people in charge, the people that Ryan Garcia talks about. Oh, man. I don't know if you guys saw that video yesterday. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. But they call this time where there is no pandemic, inter-pandemic. That's what the CDC is calling this right now. Right now. This is an inter-pandemic. You know, like when you go to the movies and you see a double feature and like you're in between the movie. It's an intermission. Yeah. That's going to be interesting. That is interesting the way these normies are going to. And you know, what they'll do is they'll just fucking like, they'll buy it up again. They'll buy it up because that's what normies do, bro. They're just a bunch of fags. And they're just a bunch of fucking like little weak ass people, bro. You know? I mean, when we look at the establishment and we look at, you know, when we look at the division, the racial division that they've allowed to happen, you know, when we look at the board, I mean, yo, MSNBC last night during the Super Tuesday, you know, they were like fucking saying a whole bunch of crazy shit. They were like, yo, you know, the reason why, this is what they said last night, bro. Joy Reid and all these fucking people on MSNBC. See, MSNBC is still part of that shit. See, CNN kind of was like, oh, okay, you know, we fucked up and we got rid of people like Don Lemon and Cuomo. And, you know, but MSNBC kind of is like, they're like that liberal fucking fuck. They're those liberal fucks. You know, like the Morning Joe and Rachel Maddow and fucking Joy Reid. You know, they say Joe Biden looks older. This is what they said last night, bro. I couldn't believe it. You know, and I wasn't watching. I don't even have TV. I have streaming apps that I watch shows on, and that's it. But obviously, people post this shit online. Joy Reid said, the reason why Joe Biden looks older than Trump is because Joe Biden is actually working. And Trump just spends all his time at the golf course. What was another thing? Oh, yeah. When Trump was giving his speech Like, they didn't want to air it. They were like, we're not here to promote lies. And that should be your clue if you're a liberal, if you're a Democrat, that your little propaganda network that you're watching is not there for your benefit. See, they just want to give you things that are going to make you feel good. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I feel better about myself. Trump is so bad. Oh, yeah. You know, what was something else that they said? They were making fun of Virginia voters for being concerned about the immigration being... They're like, I don't understand why Virginia voters are so concerned about immigration, about the illegal immigration in America. Yeah. I mean, MSNBC is a fuck, bro. Fuck them, bro. Fuck them. Fuck those motherfuckers, bro. Slideshow Season 20, Episode 35. I'll see you guys on the next one. Hey, I believe the next time we see each other, it will be someone's birthday. All right. I'll see you guys later, man. Super Tuesday, Trump did what he did. Garvey won. Hope you guys paid attention to what I said about that. And, you know, we on to the next. Slideshow Season 20, Episode 35. God bless everybody out there.